The Pursuit. It all began 34 and a half years ago. A young, bright-eyed girl with big dreams who loved her family and had prayed to the Lord to bring honor to them. Who loved fashion and was a fashion designer. Who was modeling and acting, ambitious to make a name for herself in pursuit of the American dream through the entertainment industry. Who was passionate about her African culture and started her own company, an African scholarship pageant, to not only bring awareness, but to uplift and encourage young African men and women. But then, he touched me. And my life has never been the same since. The courtship.
So my cousin came from out of the country last year and came to, you know, with the holidays to visit with us. And as she was leaving, she had prayed and God had given each and every single one of us a word in the family. She set the whole family down. And then she spoke to me and said that, you know, God said he hasn't forgotten about you. And when she said that, that really touched me because I truly thought I was forgotten for so long. Here, my mom, I was raised in a church. You know, my mom would give so many, tell us all the time, lectures with testimonies upon testimonies, what God had done for her and my dad, and come through with rent and appliances and everything you can think of with jobs and whatnot. And for me, honestly, in my hearts of hearts, I always tell myself, you know, I really want a testimony for myself. I mean, to be honest with you, I felt as if, like, I really didn't see the manifestation of God. I would pray, but did I truly, truly, truly believe? Yeah, because I kind of had to. I grew up in that. I was just kind of walking in religion now that I look at it and realizing, not realizing that God was walking with me the whole time, but I just wasn't acknowledging him. So he hadn't forgotten about you and that he wants me to put everything on hold. In 2014, last year, I told myself, you know what? You know, I tend to walk in fear with the aspect of, because I didn't know which direction to go to. Should I pursue my acting? Should I pursue my fashion? Should I continue pursuing this company? And I told myself, you know, 2014 is going to be, I'm just going to go in, no fear. I'm probably going to move to New York and I'm just going to pursue, you know, this mogul mentality I have and branding myself and just being that mogul that God created me to be. And so when she told me to put everything on hold, she said everything. And he said he gave you a gift of voice, get in the church and sing in the choir. And when she told me that, I was just kind of stunned because I am such a car and shower singer. Out of all my talents, I love to sing. And I even grew up in, you know, private school. I was in the choir. I led sometimes with songs, you know, as far as having solos. But as I got older, you know, I was just really insecure about that at times. You know, I would sing to myself. And so when she told me that, I was like, wow, that's, I mean, that's just kind of amazing because, you know, God is the one who truly gave me that gift. And he knows me so much better than I know myself. And so I shouldn't be insecure in that aspect of the talents that he's given me. So after I went to go see a pastor before I left, who wanted to just pray for me before I left to travel back home. And he told me, like, the Holy Spirit was telling him that that people see me as a little girl and that there's so much that God wants to do with me, but he wants to get me on the right foundation. And he wants me to make sure that I get involved in a Bible-based church. And this is the third confirmation once again. I was like, okay, I live at home with my mom. I'm not sure of my direction. I'm just, at this point in my life, I could say, no, I'm not really sure of my direction. God is giving me vivid, detailed revelations and dreams about some certain things that he wants me to do, but not the full picture. But I could say for the first time in my life, I'm truly right where I need to be. And I get it all now. When the word of God says that he gives you peace that passes understanding, I get it. I'm just like, it's peace that doesn't make sense. And when I look at you, like, it doesn't make sense. Or what are you doing? But I have such peace that I can't even explain. Such joy in knowing him. I rush home just to read the word because I know he's going to answer my prayer within whatever scripture I read. I rush home just to talk to him, just to worship him because I know that he's there and that he answers me and that he takes delight in that. I rush home or just even at work in my car, just always having him in my heart and just always, you know, having, just always being his presence. There's nothing I can even, the words, many words can't even describe the love that I have for him because truly that he loved me. And I've been seeking my whole life and it's like I found him. More so, he's always there, being just waiting and waiting, waiting and waiting just for me to actually acknowledge him, for me to actually submit. So fellowship with God is always about submission, submitting your whole life to him, your heart, your soul, your mind, and he'll blow your mind, I guarantee it.
Hey brothers and sisters and YouTube family, hope you guys are being blessed. I really want to do this video, or at least feel compelled in my heart to do this video, about another YouTube channel that I have learned and gleaned from tremendously. It's been such a blessing in my life and truly has changed my life. It truly, truly has. And that channel is a Still Small Voice YouTube channel. It's that the Word of God says that, you know, my sheep hear my voice and know the voice that they follow. And so having the Holy Spirit confirm that is the voice of the Lord that is speaking, and the fruit that has completely bloomed in my life, there's no way that I can turn from the well. I should say that the Lord has drawn me to in order to drink of that well. So, I mean, it truly is an amazing channel. This channel has brought so much fruit. I know that it will in the future. It has. I walk in the peace of God. I walk in the, most important, the love of God, rooted and established in the love of God, and still growing in his love. I've learned to love those who speak against me, love my enemies. I've learned, to really have a heart, once again, for the kingdom of God as well. You know, the fruits of my life, and just truly just be filled with the joy of the Lord despite my circumstances, to offer suffering to the Lord. When I go through certain trials, and now it doesn't faze me anymore. It doesn't shake me as much as it used to, but just being steadfast in God's love, knowing that he is sovereign, that he's in complete control. These are the fruits that bear in my life. And I just wanted to give honor to Miss Claire, honor to Miss Carol and Mr. Ezekiel and all their work and obedience. And nothing else that the channel has taught me is how important our obedience is. You know, she's being so much older, 7 years older. She's never obedient to her call. She would never impact in my life as she has. I've got so much confirmation. I've got a clear idea of my calling, who I am in Christ. And most importantly, I began and cultivated a deep intimacy and a knowing of the Lord and experienced him in ways I can never imagine, in ways that I've always desired for my whole life, to just know him more. I've experienced those things, and it's been the most amazing thing. And I'm so excited to see what else God has in store, not only through my life, but through the life of this channel too as well. It's been such a blessing, and that's why I have all her links at the bottom of every video. The books, it's just amazing. It's truly by the Spirit of God, and I've learned even to hear God's voice as well. You know, she taught us how to, you know, she taught us that the same grace that she has, guys, is for everyone. You just, like I said, it's going to come with a cost. Are you willing to count that cost? And do you really desire it? Do you really want to know Jesus? And so I'm like, Lord, I want to know you. I want to know you more than anything else. And it's really taught me just to journal and to recognize the voice of God and have messages, get my own messages from the Lord. It's amazing. And I'm no different, guys, from you. I'm no better. I'm no anointed. I'm not graced any more than anyone else. It's just the fact that I desire that more than anything. And I sought the Lord until I found him. So I just encourage you guys, if that is you, and you just came upon my channel and you're looking like, man, I just really want to know the Lord more. I want to have this intimacy, or you even admire, God's Spirit within me. I'm telling you, it's because of this channel. It has completely changed my life, completely changed my walk with the Lord. And as I told the Lord, anytime, any platform I ever get in life, I will always give odes and honor, to this channel. And because it's so impactful and so much teaching, so much wisdom and knowledge from 750 videos, anything that you want to know regarding the kingdom of God and knowing God's heart and having issues, I promise you, go to that channel.
He engulfed my heart with his love and turned my life right side up. For the first time in my life, I had a date night with him on Valentine's Day as his bride. And then he put it on my heart to start an outreach ministry where we worshiped and served our brothers and sisters, giving them each a rose, letting them know they too were the bride of Christ. Then we went on our first mission trip together in Kenya, where we served pastors and brothers and sisters in the slums. We cooked and cleaned in the kitchen, which I now know where he loves for me to be. He then led me to a wonderful church gateway, where I got to worship with Carrie Job and even Bethel Music. He then had me start a young adult small group Bible study, but soon had me lay all those things down yet again to take me out of the world that I may know him more. Four and a half years of his patience, of his grace, of his mercy, and his immense love. Four and a half years of test, of trials, of wonder, led me to this place, to this day, in giving my whole heart, body, mind, and soul to my love, my beloved, my spouse, Jesus Christ, for all of eternity, renouncing the world and all it has to offer, living solely for him.
The betrothal.
Elisha, Mother Mary Elisha, Elijah's assistant, who got the double portion. So as he kept his eyes fixed on the Lord, may you always, and on his master Elijah, may you always keep your eyes riveted on the Lord. It's been your desire to prostrate yourself before the Lord and just give him everything you are, everything you were, and everything you'll ever be. So this would be your moment.
Now you have exchanged solemn vows before God and made a sacred promise to one another to love, honor, and cherish, and to share the years ahead. You have been joined together, but you are still individuals. Stay very close, but allow each other room to breathe. You have made a commitment for the long road. Now you must learn to be good traveling companions. Walk with dignity and walk with God. Stand shoulder to shoulder and take strength from your togetherness. Walk hand in hand and take pride in your closeness. Be open and be honest, but respect each other's privacy. Be caring and attentive, but respect each other's space. Never forget that you belong together as part of God's natural law. Just as the waves belong on the ocean and the stars belong in the sky. as you grow together, let not your love be suffocating, but inspiring, recognizing that each of you has your own special gifts and talents. And remember, the sweetest music two voices can make is not when they sing the same melody, but rather when two different refrains come together in close and perfect harmony.
I hope you guys brought your Kleenex because I present to you Mother Mary Elisha. May your brothers and sisters serve you always and give you the love and respect due a mother. You grow in the stature and likeness of your spouse, Jesus, Mary, our mother. Because to them and to us, you'll always be our little queen. Now, I understand from a little bird that someone wanted to get married, hitched up.
Yes.
Would that be you?
Yes.
Okay. We'll approach the altar then. Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Also with you.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
We created heaven and earth.
O Lord, hear my prayer.
Let my cry come unto you.
Let us pray direct, O Lord. We ask you all our actions by your inspiration and carry them on by your assistance, that every prayer and work of ours may always begin from you and through you, be brought to completion. Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
If I could have someone with a nice strong voice to read an epistle reading, which is Ephesians 5. I'll start here and finish there.
Wives should be submissive to their husbands, as though to the Lord, because the husband is head of the wife, just as Christ is head of the church, his body, of which he is also the Savior. Just as the church submits to Christ, so should wives submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, to make her holy, purifying her in the bath of water by the power of the word, so as to present to himself a glorious church, holy and immaculate, without stain or wrinkle or anything of that sort. In the same way, husbands, too, should love their wives as they do their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. Now, no one ever hates his own flesh. No, he nourishes and takes care of it, just as Christ does for the church, because we are members of his body. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother, and he shall cling to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great foreshadowing. I mean to say it refers to Christ and the church. But in any case, each one of you should love his wife just as he loves himself, and the wife should revere her husband.
I'd have her scoot over that for now. Yeah, that's better. That's better.
Thank you, John. This is the sealing of the marriage bond. Do you, Jesus, take account of Mary, Elisha, here present, for your lawful wife, according to the rite of our Holy Mother, the Church? He does. Do you, Mother Mary, Elisha, take Jesus, your present, for your lawful husband to have and to hold, to nurture, to cherish, and honor from now throughout all eternity together?
Yes, I do.
And join your right hands and say after me. Just put your hand. Yeah. I, Jesus, take you, Mother Mary, Elisha, from my lawful wife to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, from this day and throughout all eternity. Amen.
And if you... Hang on just a minute. I'll fix this. There's no light on her.
Okay.
Hang on. Still having trouble.
Very simple Franciscan interior decorator.
If we can see her now.
It's always the
light on her face.
It's always the technicians.
I don't know. Is that any better?
Yes.
Some light on you.
Yes. Yep. In this camera.
Thank you, Carol, but I don't see it.
Shining off of her. I can see it. Okay.
So I, Mother Mary Elisha, take you, Jesus, my beloved, my lawful husband, to have to hold from this day forward, for better and for many days of worse, for richer and for poor, in sickness and in health, until death do us part.
Thank the Lord, death is dead.
Not for parting, that's for together.
That's right. You're not going to have to
step
part.
Forward a step, honey. There you go. Now you're in the light.
Until death brings us together.
Finally.
Amen.
Before we bless the rings, you had some personal vows that you'd like to speak to. Mm-hmm. Your honey. Mm-hmm. So I'll hold your flowers if you'd like. I'll be the flower guy. And the brown daddy.
Oh, man, it's a long time. My love, my guide, my spouse. We've been through so much together. The first 2 years was the most difficult. I had many thoughts and doubts, even divorce at moments. But your relentless patience, love, gentleness, faithfulness held me together. This year is going to be 5 years, and it's been the most amazing, bewildering, many times painful, yet so fulfilling years of my life. You continue to make me feel like I'm the only woman in the world that you love.
Even when I'm angry at you, my beloved, you patiently draw me with tender consolations. You've made me stronger, better. You've encouraged me to get out of my comfort zone. You've been my anchor, my rock, my protector when fear set in. You've never left my side when many times I've wondered. You've never lusted for another when many times my eyes and my heart has wondered. You are indeed made just for me, and I just for you. You taught me to the love and beauty and submission, and seeking your wisdom in every decision as my life partner. You've comforted me in the most darkest moments. And you healed my broken heart. You held me together when no one else could. My tears are liquid words, only you read and understand. You've gone before me in all things, and as my rear and my front guard, you've hedged me finely. You're indeed the true lover of my soul. You've shown me your love surpasses anything out of this world. Your presence is something I cherish and might never take for granted. You've taught me to see others with your lens of mercy and compassion. I consecrate myself to you, my love, on this day. As I stand before you, and before my family and before my brothers, my beloved King, the King of Kings, I absolutely have nothing good to offer you or bring to you to this table besides my body, my soul, my mind, my will, and my heart to be fully yours. In my zeal, I came to you wanting to change the world, but you called me higher to impact eternity. By your grace, I take the vow to live a life of obedience, chastity, poverty, substantial prayer, and substantial solitude for the rest of my days. I vow to stick this out through thick and thin for all of eternity. I vow to always make you the first person I talk to in the morning, the last at night. I vow to be your helpmate, laying down my life to help you build your kingdom, to cover your mission and purpose in prayer. I vow to defend, stand up, and be unashamed of you, your mother, my heavenly father, my heavenly family, your church, and who you are to me. I vow to share you with others because this is the only marriage you have graced to be an open marriage. And I vow to take care of our children and family. On this day, I give to you my crown of flowers in exchange for my crown of thorns. As I pick up my cross, love it, kiss it, and even look forward to carrying it with joy until I'm taken with you to eternity. As you become one, may my life be yours forevermore, all by your grace. Jesus, I love you. Will you take this strong-willed, hot mess of a girl to be your bride?
I think he said he will.
Yes.
Yeah. You should trade places with her. She's darker than you are.
A lot.
Only by birth.
But the light is right on her now.
Good.
Even then, it's still dark.
By the authority of the Church, I ratify and bless the bond of marriage you have contracted. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I call upon all you here present to be witnesses of this holy union, which I've now blessed, and rejoice that two beautiful souls such as these are joined together. One heart, one mind, one spirit. One body, one flesh, bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. O Lord, hear my prayer.
And let my cry come unto you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. your hands up.
Just put them flat for me.
I bless these rings, Lord. These rings which we're blessing in your name.